KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, still a little bit of a drizzle in the air, and it's 31 degrees. Also, the current temperature holding steady for the past couple hours. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. Roads off to the southwest are beginning to improve slowly this morning. Some of the roads I mentioned to you earlier that were still partially ice-covered have now gone to normal driving conditions, but there's still pretty much a wide stretch of roads all the way from Interstate 80 to the 680 split from about Stewart all the way westward, and then 71, Highway 59, Highway 83, 183, portions of those roads are still also partially covered with ice this morning, so do give yourself plenty of extra travel time. Well, officials with the Cass County Health System yesterday said that while the flu season has begun in the county, the number of confirmed cases are still low. Danielle Sterrett, nurse manager at the Atlantic Medical Center, says they've begun their official flu protocol, which means that we care for patients in a slightly different manner. Their goal, she says, is to care for influenza patients while also making sure to protect other patients from the influenza virus. It's difficult to do because influenza is very contagious, but with the flu protocols put in place, Sterrett says that with the help of the public, they can all play a part in keeping influenza numbers low. Now, if you think you have come down with influenza, the Cass County Health System is asking you to call the Atlantic Medical Center to talk to the resource nurse. A number of factors will come into play as to whether or not a patient should be seen by a medical provider. Dr. Todd Bean, chief medical officer, says for an average healthy adult with no other risk factors, it's usually best to just stay home. But if it's less than 48 hours since the onset of symptoms, antiviral medications may help to shorten the duration of the flu. If you are directed to come in for a flu test or to be seen by a provider, CCHS asks that you wear a mask upon entering the facility. Those free masks are available at every entrance, and it is critical that influenza patients wear the mask inside the Cass County Health System, because Dr. Bean says that even though people can feel subconscious about wearing the mask, that mask is what helps to keep our most vulnerable patients safe, especially those who are newborns, the elderly, patients going through chemo. Patients for influenza testing will be seated separately from other patients and will be escorted into a designated exam room for testing, and the results will be given over the phone so you can return home as soon as possible. During the flu season, CCHS officials also remind you not to visit patients in the hospital if you are not feeling well or have any cold or flu symptoms. If you have any concerns about influenza or think you might have it, you can call 243-2850. And if a person has influenza symptoms and a shortness of breath or breathing difficulty, they should seek medical care right away. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will hold their regular weekly session beginning at 9 a.m. today in Greenfield. On the agenda for their discussion and or action is the Emergency Management Commission appointment or appointments, the revocation of the VA director appointment, and a budget work session, along with a longevity increase and a child prevention grant drawdown. The Adair County Supervisors will also receive a report and a fiscal year 2020 budget request from the County Environmental Health Department. When the Atlantic City Council gathers for their 5:30 p.m. meeting on Wednesday at City Hall, they'll start off their session by recognizing three city employees for their ongoing years of service. Atlantic Police Sergeant Spencer Walton will be recognized for his 10 years of outstanding service and in keeping the community safe. Youth Services Librarian Julie Chepkes has served as the Atlantic Public Library for 32 years, and even though she's past her 30th anniversary, the mayor, library director Michelle Anderson, and the library board feel that Julie should be recognized for her 30-year milestone, and to thank her for helping Atlantic youth pursue the joy of reading and multimedia. And Adult Services Librarian Diane McFadden is being honored tomorrow evening for her 30 years of service and helping to keep adults enjoying the many varied materials available at the Atlantic Public Library. In other business, the Atlantic City Council will act on passing a resolution approving the transfer of funds for the second quarter of fiscal year 2018-19. City Administrator John Lund has said the city has routinely transferred money between its 62 separate funds in accordance with rules established by state statute. The transfers are always outlined directly in the city's annual budget approved by the council each year. However, the auditors are requesting that a separate resolution occur as the transfers take place. Lund said the transfers are a critical component of making the city's budget work effectively, in addition to creating transparency on what is actually being spent in each of the line items in each fund. Officials of the Creston Police Department said today three people were arrested on theft charges Monday night. Just after 10 p.m., 19-year-old Jasmine Grace Aviles of Crawfordville, Florida, 20-year-old Madeline Moya of Lansing, Kansas, and 18-year-old Paola Tavares of Creston were taken into custody at the Walmart in Creston on charges of theft in the fifth degree. All three were being held in the Adams County Jail on $300 bond each. And at around 4:50 this morning, Stephen White of Creston was arrested following a traffic stop for driving while suspended. White was later released on a $300 bond. Snow-covered roads are being blamed for a collision Saturday morning in Union County. The sheriff's office says a dump truck driven by 41-year-old Kyle Krantz of Creston was traveling a bit too fast for conditions. Krantz tried to stop at the intersection of East Mills and North Cedar Street in Creston, but lost traction due to the road conditions. The truck slid through the intersection and was struck on the passenger side by a 2001 Chevy Tahoe. That vehicle was driven by 60-year-old Pamela McKee of Creston. The accident happened around 10:20 a.m. Saturday. McKee complained of pain following the collision and was transported by private vehicle to the Creston Hospital. There were no citations issued. The Atlantic Business and Professional Women, or BPW, are offering four scholarships this year. Applications for two $1,000 BPW scholarships, one $500 Collins Scholarship, and one $1,000 Bev Mendenhall Scholarship must be submitted by April the 1st. And applications for one of several $1,000 BPW Iowa scholarships must be postmarked by March 23rd. The details, those two $1,000 scholarships are available to a resident of Cass County giving financial aid to a man or woman needing education to either re-enter the workforce, gain additional education for a career, meet educational requirements for employment, or to continue education that was interrupted for family or other reasons. A $500 Collins Scholarship is available to a female resident of Cass, Shelby, or Audubon County in Iowa who is pursuing a career in computer science, management information systems, computer systems management, chemistry, or engineering. The student may be of any age and attend school full or part-time. The $1,000 Bev Mendenhall Nursing Scholarship is available to a female resident of Cass County who wants to re-enter the workforce, gain additional education for a career, meet educational requirements for employment, or to continue education interrupted for family or other reasons. And finally, the BPW Iowa is awarding several $1,000 scholarships to a man or woman who is a resident of the state. The applicant must be a non-traditional student who is a U.S. citizen, has been out of workforce and wants to go or needs to go back to work, but needs additional education to do so, has completed high school 5 or more years ago, and now wants to start or resume their college education. And they also need to demonstrate financial aid, and scholastic ability, leadership skills, and career goals. For more information on those, you can contact Kelly Jimerson, BPW Scholarship Chairman, at 712-254-0482. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.